Welcome. Today I have the great honor of interviewing Mr. Camille Sakiri. He is the board member of the Independent Commission for Mines and Minerals in the Republic of Kosovo. I want to thank you immensely for taking the time out of your busy schedule to do this interview today. And I'd like to begin by stating that it was an honor to have you attend and speak at our economy forum, which took place on Wednesday, March the 9th at the Ontario Trade Center in Toronto. As you know, the Economy Forum came to life as a response to NATO's interest in economic development and security. Here at the NATO Association of Canada, we strive to help realize this goal by increasing economic trade among NATO allies along with partner countries. The business forum included representatives and companies from Turkey, Poland, Albania, Bulgaria, Georgia, Kosovo, Croatia, Hungary, and Macedonia, just to list a few. Can you please discuss the significance and the impact of the NATO Economy Forum on mining and infrastructure? And in addition, can you please discuss your experience attending this forum?
Thank you. Hello, everybody. Or good evening from the Kosovo time, and perhaps good afternoon according to the Canadian local time.
Yes, right. In Kosovo, you're 5 hours ahead of us, so it's 7 p.m. It's 7:10 right now in Kosovo, and it's 2:10 here in Toronto.
I would like to thank you for this interview, and let me express our deep appreciation for NATO Economic Forum. And let me use this opportunity on behalf of ICMM and on behalf of Kosovo institutions and in my name to express my deep thankful for all relevant persons and all relevant institutions that helped us to attend in the NATO Economy Forum last week. Thank you again. Thank you very much.
Certainly, and it was a pleasure having you attend the forum.
We deeply appreciate this and we really enjoyed this event. From my point of view, the specificity of the mining industry make it the unique industry with regard to other industries, considering in this way the environmental impact, social impact, and let me say the against of lots of NGOs, the mining activity, considering the environmental impact that this industry has impacted in the past, but also impact in the current time. So nowadays, the mining industry is going through the difficult period of time. Different a kind of against include NGOs that against mining activity in order to promote environmental protection and social impacts is one of the challenges for development of the mining industry. In other hand, the mining community, I mean policymakers, academic authority, and other mining institution makes lot of efforts to restructuring the mining industry in line with environmental and social friendly principles. To be honest, there is a lot to do in this way. Just to come back, for example, the tailing failure worldwide, mining tailing failure worldwide have been increased since 1970. And particularly during period of time 2012, and this cannot be a good figure for the promotion of the mining sector. So you know, CO2 emission comes from the power plant production based on coal, and so on challenges. In the other hand, mining institutions and mining policy makers continue to attempt to provide mining legislation and standards which promote sustainability mining development, include transparency, environmental protection, community benefits, but in this consideration remains also a lot of things to do in order to achieve final goal. From my point of view, it should be committed that unified of mining legislation and standards worldwide will help the development of the mining industry worldwide. But one thing is very, very clear. The society and economic development and social well-being have been and continue to be depends on utilization of mineral resources. And in this way, we cannot, as a society, we cannot give up the mining industry. So, in this consideration, I saw the NATO Economic Forum as an important institution with regards to promote of sustainability mining development and help the mining sector to face challenges of the current century. Thank you.
Thank you. And can you please tell us more about yourself along with the work that you do as a board member of the Independent Commission for Mines and Minerals?
Independent Commission for Mines and Minerals of the Republic of Kosovo is an independent body according to the Constitution of the Republic of Kosovo, and the board of ICMM managed with ICMM and particularly is in the charge for licensing and inspection of the mining activity in the whole territory of the Kosovo, in line with mining laws and mining strategy of the Republic of Kosovo. So, I would like to mention that ICMM has a very well organizing structure, include GIS, database and inspection, and its function is independent from the government, which can be mentioned as the base case in the Balkan region as well.
And one of the ICMM's missions consists of ensuring the optimal usage of resources and collection of revenue in order to protect the interests of the country's population. Protection of the country's population is fundamental, and the ICMM's mission also consists of providing for economic development. The implementation of mining plans must be set up and adhered to within the frameworks of legal requirements, as you previously mentioned.
Yeah.
Please discuss the significance and the impact of the main missions which are outlined by the ICMM.
The ICMM shall have the general authority and responsibility to ensure transparency in exploration and exploitation of mineral resources in Kosovo and the optimal utilization of mineral resources at the all mining operation in accordance with the law on mines and minerals and also in accordance with the mining strategy. The ICMM shall have the competence and responsibility to perform the following function in line with law of mines and minerals.